I am Joe Vandenbush, and this is Stay Awesome Podcast. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year's. Well, Home Alone is a movie from the 1990s. Well, this movie is about an 8-year-old boy whose name is Kevin McAllister. He and his family take a trip. Well, his family takes a trip to Paris, and then they forget that he got in trouble and he was supposed to eat the pizza, but they were having a fight and he was like, "I hate you, Buzz. You're the one who did this." And then if you look into the beginning of the movie, you see the robber. He is the one that's got the golden tooth, and he's checking out the house inside. The pizza guy is there. He's saying, "Here, I got your pizza for you." And the officers and the robber who was the officer, and he was like, "Oh, it's not for me. It's the family that lives here." He's checking it out and he's like, "Oh, this is perfect. I can rob a house." And then if you look into where they're all sitting having pizza, Kevin spills the milk. Well, when he spills the milk, his dad wipes out the counter, and you can see the napkin, and his plane ticket goes into the garbage. Realize that they don't realize that he was stuck at home. As he was up into the attic where he had to sleep with his cousin Fuller, because he knows that he doesn't want to sleep up there because he knows something's going on. He wished that his family wasn't here, and he doesn't want his family to be here. And then he found out that he and his family, well, his family made his family disappear. Well, in the movie, if you look into parts of the movie, like the robbers, they're the one that are checking out the house across the street, and they're like, "Oh, is that the McAllisters?" Yes. Well, they know the McAllisters are not there, but they didn't realize the kid was home alone. Then they find out that him in the movie, who plays Colin McCallum, plays the Home Alone kid, the 8-year-old boy. Well, you realize in Home Alone 1, you can actually see the van is actually flipped backwards compared to when it was originally supposed to be forward. But you can tell that every time they see this kid walking around, they know something's up. Well, the kid made a trap. The trap was to set up so that the kid can get these guys and get them out of the house, because they didn't know he was home. And then when the kid was like, "Oh, he put out his all this music and stuff, and then he did all this cardboard and things," thinking that the family is home, but they're not. But when Kevin actually realized that his family, he knew his cars were there, but he didn't realize that they took a van to the airport. And when they realized they got in the plane, his mother was like, "Hey." And his dad was like, "Something's wrong." And she would go, "Kevin!" And she forgot that Kevin wasn't there, and they knew he left him at home. So they had a call, and then she had to stay at the airport. Well, they get a hotel in France, and they can't know where if he was home alone. They send an officer over there, and the officer's like, "Hey, there's no one here. Tell the McAllisters to check their kids and count them again." Well, you realize that Kevin was shopping, and if you look what this year has been with the prices on the groceries, how expensive they are. Back when Kevin was shopping, he only got his groceries for $19. Well, the movie is predicting what is happening in this year. But it's pretty cool how this kid can stay home and protect a house that the Home Alone house is actually located in Chicago, in Wickenton, Illinois. You could actually go visit the house, and that house is really nice. It is like 6 bedrooms, 5 bathrooms, but it is really cool. There's a gate up there. You can actually go visit that house. You can see the house across the street, the church. It is lit. It is awesome. It is pretty cool. But yes, that is the Home Alone house. I am Joe Vandenbush. This is Stay Awesome Podcast. I hope you guys check out my other podcasts. I got one about iOS 17. I got Marvels. I got Hawkeye. I got Star Wars. It is lit. It is cool. You guys should check out. I got Stranger Things. It is pretty awesome. You guys should check it out. All right. And have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year's. And next year, we're going to totally take it to the video game world. When with the video game world, we're going to talk about Super Mario Bros. And how the Nintendo came out. It is going to be lit. It is going to be awesome. It is going to be fire.